Hello. If you are getting in, please press star 6 to unmute yourself. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Who is this?
This is Colby.
Hello. Hi, Colby. How are you? Oh, good. We are having people. Yay. That's good. This is... Yes, and whoever's coming in, please press star 6 to unmute yourself.
This is so,
hi, Kathy.
Hello,
hello,
everybody. Welcome. Welcome. I'm going to give like 4 more minutes to have everybody here, and then we start because we have a lot of things to cover today. And I want to, you know, have a moment of a feedback with everybody as well. So please identify yourself when you arrive. Press star 6 and mute yourself.
Hello,
Susan.
Hi. Who is that?
Hi, it's Regina. How are you?
Oh, hi, Regina. How are you, baby?
I'm good, good. Thank you.
Okay, Kathy,
hi,
are you here?
No.
Hello?
Hello?
You there?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Okay, Kathy, are you here?
I'm here.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Thank you.
You know, because you get too quiet. So
well, between coughing and quiet, I am going to be on mute so I don't disturb everyone.
Oh, I understand that.
Okay.
I would like to be mute myself, but, you know, I don't get to do this. All right, let's do like 2 more minutes. It's actually, yes, 1 more minute. I'm going to give 4 minutes so people get in. You know, so it's almost there. How is everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Doing all right.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead. Okay, I love when this happens. All right. We're going to talk about a couple of things that I think, you know, I will give you a note to start with. I'm going to give you guys the result of some observations about how the internet is reorganizing itself right now. I know that you probably, everybody here has their own niche inside of Facebook and other places, Twitters and so on, so on. And there are a couple of new developments that I don't know if everybody is aware of, and how things are playing to publishers like ourselves and, you know, small business, especially consultants that most of the people that work with home are, you know, authors, self-published authors, do their own business, you know, are consultants and, you know, work for themselves. So there's a couple of things that I want to make aware that you probably don't have, you know, the time to investigate those things. This is the main reason how we are shifting gears, while I at least intend to have some shifting gears to continue have the relevance that we have on the internet right now as a magazine that has been, you know, a trailblazer in many ways. So, I did put inside of the Facebook page a link that where the, you know, you can accompany, if they're on Facebook, where you can accompany the each one of the items each one of the topics that I'm going to be covering tonight, and then you can just click there and can take a look at it and how we're going to be discussing this. So the first part of all, what the editorial guidelines. Here's what I have been giving a lot of thoughts about this, and I will put one more time inside of the group, and people that didn't have access to it will have now. Just to accompany the points, and each one of them, I will complement with the things and the links that I will be giving to you guys to take a look and make your own decisions. I want to put here on the launch group the page, the directives. So here's one of the things. You guys know that Facebook changed the algorithm, and what happened is it happened more or less in October, November of last year, that Facebook decided to embed the big media inside of their own platform. You know, everybody knows that Facebook wants to take over the world, and that's fine. But what they did was, if you have a page in Facebook, you know how this goes. You have a page, let's say, with 1,000 people, but your page just reaches 5% of those in a normal day. But when since October, November last year, they embedded some big media, such as Huffington Post, Mind Body Green, Fed, and so on, New York Times, so on. Even the alternatives, like some alternatives, they're bigger than us because, they have more resources. But here's what, but they don't pay. So what happened is, when you post your own article and your page on Facebook, and you put in your own profile, the people that will see your post is just a fraction of your friends. But if you pick up a post from Huffington Post and you put in your Facebook profile, all your friends, not a fraction, all your friends will see this post, but also the friends of your friends will see this post, thanks to Facebook. And if you miss anything that they are doing, Facebook made sure that you won't, creating what you call the trending posts, on the side. That's just a trending now in this and that, because they are just bringing, again, a way just for you to have access to this media that they chose to be the primary media that everybody should see. And of course, they tell you, no, it's absolutely okay. Everybody has the same chances. No, you don't. Exactly 1 week ago, Facebook again changed the algorithm of everything. What they did was they reduced, and you can see internet, if you want to go and search this, they reduced your 5% chance of your people that already shows your page to see to 3%. This is the reality. And now they do is, from these people, you want more people to see it, you pay. You pay them to present your post to still only to the people that already agreed to receive your post. So it goes like, I'm going to give you an example. To post something, a sponsor post in Humanity Healing, the minimum they accept is $500 per post. And on the $500, I have 1.9 organically grown page, because it's not worth it to, you know, not be organic. Organically grown page. We have been in Facebook since 2007. And what happened with Facebook is we have to pay $500 to reach 10,000 in less than 10,000 of our own fans. So what they're doing is, under the idea that you are, you know, you have the same things, just put, you know, the hashtag, you can be viral. They are not. This is not really the truth. So how do we go around this? Well, I have a couple of strategies that I'm going to tell you guys. And then, okay, this is a Facebook. I don't know if any of you heard that Twitter is dying. Have you guys seen this? It's all over. It's dying, and Twitter is trying to reach a point of balance. But it's like it's already said out there on the internet that between 35 to 37% of Twitter already abandoned the platform. And it died because there's an anatomy of a situation that's happening all over the internet, which is the creation of bullies. There are bully sections. They became bullies. You have nowadays Twitter is hostages, most of the people on Twitter are hostages of certain groups, and they're being bullied to the point that, you know, of despair, and Twitter has no way or no will for ad, no will to stop the bullying situation. You know, you have like the white supremacists against the Black Lives Matter. You have the, you know, it's just got too chaotic and too negative and too violent. So for those of us that had a strategy of social media programmed into Twitter and Facebook, and that was the way that we have been doing for a long time. I'm not saying that Twitter will be irrelevant. I still think that Twitter has a very important role to play, especially from the big media that gets the news and takes the pulse, what is happening all times, all places in the world, that Twitter is still a very precious instrument and tool for them. But I think that the community of people that would connect more with, especially with us, you know, our genre, metaphysics, spirituality, consciousness, you know, it won't be more present there because, you know, our community is very, very much sensitive to those type of vibes. You know, it's like it's in the nature of our own community. But as you know, it is relevant. Maybe Twitter will, you know, divert their course of collision and get maybe be able to change something. But I have been thinking for about at least 2 weeks right now in a consistent strategy that I want to bring, and I am bringing to On Time with Humanity Healing, and I wanted to bring this to you guys as well. My basic idea is how do we survive and how do we continue to stand out in this world of ever-changing algorithm and where money talks and the rest walks. You know, it's a public internet, it's a free internet, but in the end of the day, actually, it's not. So in order for us to walk our talk, we would have to, one more time, and I hope we do as a community, we will need to shift, and shift big time. We have to shift the way we do things. We have to shift the way we present ourselves, because it's a matter of we are in this together and transform ourselves to be continually being the cutting edge, the trailblazers, or we get, you know, completely discarded in this wave that is preset, not by us, but by the other people. So here's how some of the things I want to do. First of all is, on Time Magazine, it is expanding on the sense that I want to break through e-class is silly right now. Oh, we have four times, sometimes five times a month, the magazine. But I want to break out of what is just books, authors. I want to break out and go into music, movies, programs, entertainment. You know, people that are doing conscious entertainment, consulting situations, you know what I mean? Professionals, not only somebody that has a book, but somebody that is projecting a something that will change our community for the better. So we have been doing this expansion, and you will all see at least what I have right now until May. All the covers pretty much will reflect this new vision of On Time breaking, you know, from this everyday community of writers, of, you know, the same old, same old. The reason being is this. I have big plans for a lot of you guys. You know, I really do invest a lot of my time thinking how I can promote you guys further. And one thing is, if you, you know, this is my two cents. If you look out there, and this is a very private conference call, if you look out there, you have the spiritual people, the self-growth, self-growth perspective, the self-help. They're all the same all the time. And I'm not saying they don't have merit, but they are too much old generation. I said that before, and I still say this now. I do believe that we have right now the very much the new generation of influencers for the conscious community right here, right now. People that are creating new concepts, people that are working day by day, you know, people that do consultations in the healing, and it's able to transform the life of somebody concretely, not just writing book, you know, walking the talk in everyday life. So I do think that you have nowadays just a, you know, same old, same old. They keep washing their own laundry. So it's like, how many more books of Louise Hay we can buy? That to the point that just like, I've seen this before. You know, I'm just mentioning her because, but it gets to a point that really gets boring. And I do believe that you guys are the next generation. If we can follow a program ourselves, we can break through. As a number, as a committed people, we can break through. And we can really turn around those numbers that are, you know, just set up for their celebrities. Like, look, Hay House, 20 years ago, was independent publishing house. They set up the standards that immediately an author gets published by them, they become a celebrity. It's like, says who? Just because they are under their name, you know, they have a publishing house. It's like, says who? You know, and it's like, I've seen a lot of people that, well, nowadays, that, hey, I was publishing, is like, crap. It's just crap. But anyhow, I'm not going to delay on that. My idea is this. I think that we should change. And here's my guidelines on the new editorial criteria. Before I continue, this has to do with OMI Awards as well. question because I have a number for the OMI Awards, but I cannot say it right now because I do have a problem, and you will see what the problem I have. First of all, I want to talk about the future authors. I will need the future author to step up to the plate. And to being a feature author is you have to produce one blog, one article a month. If you are a feature author and you don't produce, I'm not going to wait like 6 months to take you down. I'm going to take you down immediately because I have other people that right now are producing consistently. So I am really burning my candle in both ways here to make you famous. But I cannot write an article for you. I need frequency. I need commitment. I need this to be serious. If you want to go with me to hell, I will go through hell with you, and I will battle with you. But you cannot flake on me. You need to be conscious that you have to produce one article a month. I am not asking too much, but it has to be a good article. Producing a whole bunch of articles that don't have quality, and they will take me or the editors 2 or 3 hours to work on grammar or, you know, structure, it won't count towards being a feature author. It won't. So what I'm going to do right now is this. I have feature authors that will be one article a month. If you produce more than one article a month and your articles are really, really good and really, really get out there and have plays, you will be promoted to be the top writers. So you have the feature writers and you have the top writers. What is the top writers? The top writers will be our new guinea pigs. For those that are new to this, last year we had guinea pigs, which, you know, I call guinea pigs. But the first time I wanted to put our writers on the cover of Vogue and give them the same coverage that we give to the other people that are doing books or publishing a CD or a meditation and then yada, yada, yada. But this year is different. So the feature author will be one article a month, more than one article a month. You get classified as top writers. A top writer is somebody that will be our guinea pig, and I'm changing the name of guinea pig to brand ambassadors. So the top writers will be the brand ambassadors of Umtag. You are the representative. What this gives you? A brand ambassador will receive a pass, a press pass from Dime to be in any and every fair, expo, you know, as the media. You get to go there representing Umtag. You know, you have a badge, you have a card, you will have a credential. The top writers would have other advantages. One of them will be, they will be speaking for us in places. We get many requests to show up and do stuff. You're going to represent Umtag. You will be one of the faces of Umtag. The other thing about the top writers is they will be the favorite or the preferential ones for developing and kickstarting the first part of the new strategy from 2016 of being the Umtag celebrities. Umtag, for those that don't know, we tried last year and didn't work out. But this year we are doing it probably around the summertime. We are doing Umtag, which is a series of conferences much alike TED Talks. But here's the problem. TED Talks doesn't accept spiritual self-growth or metaphysical teams. They think that we are woo-woo. So we don't need them. We do ourselves. So what we're going to do is exactly as Umtag, exactly like TED Talks, but it will be filmed. It will be absolutely available on the website. and distributed vastly in all our networks. And I'm not talking about networks as only Facebook or this and this. No, I'm talking about a network of 15 different channels that will put you out there. So, you know, video channels, YouTube, Vimeo, media, what's the name of that? It's Metcalf, you know, Living Daily, and many of those outside the U.S. You know, this is what I am planning. So this is that's it. The top writers, you know, feature writers is one thing. Top writers will be brand ambassadors. The brand ambassadors will receive, you know, bonus and books and then everything else that I, whatever I get here, you know, I will send to you guys to be doing and receiving and making comments. And, you know, you will be completely involved in most of the things. Not to mention that I am going to be pitching you for interviews in many other places. So this is one of the things. Now, what we have right now inside of this community is we have 2,200 writers. They're not producing. So I am going to start, if a person is there and they haven't contributed inside of this network with nothing in 1 year, they will be deleted. The reason they will be deleted is to save my bandwidth, to save space, to save, you know, they will be removed. I want a community that is, I'm not after numbers. I'm after quality. So there's nothing personal. There's nothing to do with your bad person or not. It's just I need people that are committed. If you are, like I said, I have been on time this year, complete 7 years. You have been with us. There's people here since day one. And I am with you all the way, completely and absolutely all the way. But I need you to be all the way with me as well. You know, what I'm doing here is also a role of a PR agency for you guys. You know, I am distributing far wide for you guys too. So what I do for you guys is what people actually receive money to do. So at least the only payment I want is for you to be on the same page with me. You know, and one article a month is really not much. Anyhow, but you are allowed not to want to, and I'm allowed to remove it. And because there are people that want to do it. Anyhow, this is the first thing that I want to tell you guys. The other thing is, it's about the guidelines on how to submit your article. I'm going to use we as editorial team that you include your bio. Please include your bio in every single submission. Please make this an effort. Don't put a relevant bio for people to connect with you. This is my bio. My name is Leonie Buck. I'm an editor of On Times. I am a co-founder of Humanity Healing. I am, I graduated in economy. I speak two languages. Please don't put a bio. My name is Leonie Buck. I have 4 dogs, 2 fish, and 3 canaries. I live happy in the middle of a wilderness. No, these people want to know who you are, if they are to identify and yourself as a professional, you know, an influencer. You have to tell them the reason they have to listen to you. So we can work on that in better ways to do it, but please include a bio, 70-word max, to your end of your submission. Second, I'm going to talk about the voice. No one first voice. Please don't go to, I am this, I want that. No, this is not a blog, this is an article. And you know, you don't see, unless the person is very famous, anything done in first voice. Unless it's a blog or somebody very famous, that says, like Noam Chomsky, he can say, I think the structure of the United States economy is wrong. He's Noam Chomsky. He can't say that. I can't, because I'm nobody. You know, I am just someone. So I'm writing an article. I have to be very professional and third person. Why? Because being in third person, the person that your audience will identify more if it isn't personal. And again, this is not a blog. This is an article. Just to end up this, please don't end saying anything like, Namaste, this is like, see you next time. No, this is not a blog. You're welcome to do this in your blog. This is an article. There is no magazine out there, no magazine, online or all offline, that the article ends up this way. It does. So please, don't do it. Or I will cut. You know, and I'm not like this. Another thing is a very touchy situation, because there are some people that are trying to make advertorials with their articles. We don't accept advertorials. We don't accept advertorials from our writers, because there's a lot of people out there that comes to the network, but they're representing other companies, and they think that they write an article about, you know, your kidney, they can sell the vitamins, you know, relevant to it. And they make, oh, your kidney needs this, needs magnesium, and they link magnesium to buy in their store. Please don't do that. You know, I mean, this is really low quality. This damages our algorithm in Google, and I'm not going to publish it, but just don't even waste your time doing it. So, anyhow, this is one of the aspects that I wanted to, you know, for the authors, the new guidelines, and I think it's important. The guinea pig project that I said already is the brand ambassador. The project soundbite, I forgot to tell that. The project soundbite is I'm creating inside of all time a own wiki. As we are influencers, and we really, all of you should be proud of yourself. We trailblaze the point that other spiritual magazines are mirroring us to do their stuff. I created the project Soundbite. Soundbite is this. I want you, but this will be initially done for the, you know, feature authors and top writers. Feature writers and pop writers, soundbites. I will ask you guys in your articles, and we'll be in articles, different articles all over, being connected to this. Every time a word or expression shows up in Om Time, I will have one of you guys record what it means. I will explain. For instance, I'm going to use Lynn Zambrano as an example. Lynn writes basically about the highly sensitive persons. So I will, every time there's that, I will have a link internal of Om Time going to an audio that explains exactly. You know, that would say, highly sensitive person is not necessarily an empathic person. A highly sensitive person is yada, yada, yada. It can manifest A, B, and C. You heard, you know, Om Soundbite by Lynn Zabel. You can find Lynn Zabel and Lynn Zambrano and LynnZambrano.com. Why I'm doing this? Because this is another way of us to go into the media, into the internet, in various ways, and produce and put your name further. You know, I want to find ways to promote you guys, your website, and your service. So the project Soundbite inside of Umtimes will be basically for the top right. The audio magazine, I had already offered, and nobody took over it, a podcast. I believe that podcast is another way that you can podcast, and radio are the new ways for you to affirm yourself. I really do believe that. I know we are in the ever producing content world, but it's very noisy. If we want to be consistent and influencers and people that are relevant and have an expertise, you have to keep repackaging your knowledge and distributing sound bites or in other ways so it continues propagating over the internet. Sometimes there's this platform that will help you. I offer the podcast to all the future authors. You can have the podcast. We can work with you as a podcast. Why you want to have a podcast? You want to have a podcast because when you have your article published, you say, here, also subscribe to Lynn Podcast and I'm done. So the big person goes and subscribes to Lynn's page where all her podcasts are. Do you know how good this is? Because each one of those pages, you are going to be receiving targeted people there. And you will have your podcast, you will have your professional page, you're going to have your specific, you know, especially for, you know, if you're part of your home community, your button for expert. So people want to talk to you about something right now. They can just click there and talk to you and with you on the phone. Right now, as a home expert, you know, connected from the computer directly to your cell phone. You know, bow, bow. So we need to have consistency, and you guys have to work with me. Now, having said that, if from the 2,200 people, you know, 2,100 decide to leave and 100 stays, fine. You know, I'm game. I can work with 100, you know, because I do receive a lot of submission from outside, and I really avoid to put it out there. Why? Because I have a commitment with you guys. So this is basically the magazine publishing and the writers thing, and why I'm doing all of this, because in the second semester of 2016, Home Times is also going to be Home Times Publishing House. So we are going to be publishing books as well as we are going to be publishing the magazine in hard copies. In a different frequency, then it's not going to be weekly. It will be probably every 2 months. The best of Home Times will be in hardcover. So I am counting on you guys to be doing this, to be helping. You know, it's helping me right now means basically helping yourself, because I'm doing this because I do believe in you guys. You know, so my priority is your project or to shift the way things are done. All right, I am open to questions and criticism. And please unmute yourself and just let your hair down. Just tell me. Bye-bye.
Leanne, hi, it's Kathy.
Hello, this is Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
Hey. How are you?
I am doing fine. How are you?
Good. Good. So I can hear you pretty well, and I'm hoping you can hear me. But I tuned in just a little bit on the later side, and I got you when you were talking about the basics, which I appreciate always hearing. But I also wanted to get clarity around the podcast. So what you're saying is that the podcast is going to be kind of it wouldn't be somewhere else. It'd be hosted there on your platform, and then it would be so-called live so that people could then perhaps call in and ask questions. Is that right?
No, no, no. This is the radio show. The radio show is like another thing. I'm talking about the magazine itself. The radio show is another thing. What I'm giving is the podcast will be there on demand. You know, what I'm saying is just the way to digitalize and create different, you know, I'm saying sound bites, but other type of bites, digitalizing and reaching a different type of audience. Yes, it will be in your page, inside on time, on demand, by topics. It doesn't need to be 1 hour. Now, one of the things that's an advantage on the podcast is you can do whatever. You know, it's like you can open something like this. You're listening to Veronica, new trend. Well, let's see, your thing is Veronica Spiritual Trend. This is, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. You're sponsored by Om Dot. And then you say, visit Veronica in veronica.com, you know, veronicalee.com, and get, you know, conversation and this and this. You can have, like, 50 minutes break, and then the break you do again, or get a commercial inside, and in the end, like, you listen to Veronica Lee, you can reach me at da-da-da-da-da. But what I'm saying that it will be in your page, the button, which, you know, make you connected with all the experts.
Right.
And that's the reason it will be only people from home. I am not, there's a lot of people that got in the first one and became a chaotic thing to even go through. It was like 800 people that I don't even know who they are. I'm not saying they're bad people that I don't know. And I want something to be very much intimate. And it will be this group. People that we're working towards a common good. So I just want to create more, I would say, there's a term for this. It's like more occurrences with your name over the internet. So, for instance, like, you know, I got, for instance, Rick. I have one cover that's coming that is a famous astrologer. And I said, you know what, I don't know what to even address this person. And I talked to Rick, and Rick said, oh, I can do a podcast. I said, that would be awesome. Because, you know, if you do interview with people also that I can provide for all of you guys interviews galore. I have people that have new books, new movies, you know, some actors, some actresses, you know, not like TV actresses, not the Hollywood ones, but again, provide people their relevance. Because more you associate your name to them, as they go up, you go up too.
Right.
So it's important for us to have a strategy of promotion for 2016, because 2016 is a year that is going to make us. You know, we have a fantastic expectation in the world, in the sky right now. It's not going to be easy, but they can be absolutely a door opening if we are willing to go further for that.
Right.
So go ahead.
Well, the other thing I want to say, too, is I am excited about the publishing aspect, too, and that you know, I've been holding off. I have this book ready to go, but I would love it to wait for you. So you let me know.
Yeah, no, I am right now. What I'm doing is this. I have a series of books that I wrote myself. And I tried, like, to send to, you know, a couple of publishing house, and all the people that I know, the publishing house says, well, you should go and publish yourself because, you know, is that you're going to get paid $1 after the book is ready.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I was writing the books, you know, and it's like I have a series of children books. I have 4 children books right now, and I want to publish them. I'm in the process of illustrating them right now, and I will publish, because I think that I should be the guinea pig. You know what I mean? I want to test waters first before I recommend to anybody. You know, I use myself as a guinea pig. Because I'm like, how this goes, you know, to go in and out and to learn. The learning curve I'm using myself. It's like Dr. Frankenstein, you know, like Hyde. And I'm just charcoal and Hyde. I'm injecting the thing on me first before I can say I know how to do that now, guys. I have to do it myself first. So this is something that I really want to do. And, you know, what we're setting ourselves up right now is to be, you know, a desirable niche, completely rounded, completely 360, you know, in the universe by, you know, of course, guarded the right proportions, what we will become, and I think in the space of 1 year, if we can do this as a group, is the little Amazon of the conscious community. You know, everything you want, you have it there. You know, because after I finish this and the publishing out itself, I really want to go and invest. You know, I already have in mind the TV part of it. I have in mind to do the channel, but it really, the investment in money and investment in time to brainstorm this into a point that I can actually translate to a IT person, it will take a while. But, you know, this is what I want. You know what I mean? This is, I don't lose perspective of that.
All right, perfect. Well, I'll mute myself again. Thanks.
All right. Anybody else? I love when people do answer.
Hello?
Hey, guys. Okay, go ahead. Hello?
It's canceled. Okay, this is Danielle. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was wondering, I've been kind of a long-time lurker of wanting to contribute, and what is the procedure of contributing to OM Times? And I see that you guys have switched, updated the website again, like in the progress. Anyways, so what is the procedure? Because normally what I'm used to with other sites is that you submit an email to whoever is the editor of either the site or whatever vertical it is, and then it goes from there. But yours is more... a lot of steps. So what is the proper procedure?
Well, we have
can you hear me now better?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I have the echoes. All right. The website, the submission is community.omtimes.com. This is all where all the writers, artists, musicians, and the people that contribute for OmTimes usually is. Community.omtimes.com.
Okay.
We receive submissions there because the volume of submission that we receive is unbearable. And so everybody knows where their article is and all the editors. You know, some of the editors are here today and they can speak about this better than I do. You can submit there and they you know, pick and judge or ask you to change stuff to be, you know, before they get selected to be published. This is the only place we receive submissions because my email is chaotic. I have no way to receive this as individuals, and the risk to me to lose it in my mailbox is like 98%.
Okay. Now, is there a specific group, like, because I see that it's
the Ning platform. So I'm, so I was just wondering, is there like a specific group? Because I've always went in and then I kind of got discouraged because I didn't know exactly where I'm supposed to submit the article.
You get discouraged to say where everybody submits on the part that says articles in the front. It's you can just submit there when you go to your own part in your own blog, or you can put here, and when you log in, you put add an article, you will be right there. And
okay, where it says
you can
add,
submit
okay,
article.
I see where it says add article.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you log in.
Okay. All right. Okay, cool. Yeah, and I heard everything that you said, and as a person who has their own platform and has been in the web game for like over 10 years, I definitely support the direction that you're taking and the guidelines that you're having for the contributors to make sure that you have consistent quality content so that it could be indexed properly, and also you have an increase of social signals to the site.
Yes, that's absolutely a necessary aspect, you know, since we, you know, in order for us to be something that, you know, continue being seen as an example, we need to be adapting to the new tendencies as, you know, on the internet. You know, just imagine this, that only in the world as it is right now, everything is going to mobile. You know, Omtimes is one of the websites out there that has the high coefficient of mobile devices. It's like 80%. 80% of people that visit Omtimes are in mobile, not in tablets, in mobile. And meaning that everything has to be dedicated to, you know, sound, video, because there is a tendency of people that prefer to listen than to read. So this is some of the initial parts that we're trying to, you know, change with the changes that are going out there. Now, imagine that with the expansion that Google is doing right now with free internet, you know, here in the U.S., and along with the efforts of Facebook itself, that thinks that by 2020, which is 4 years from now, you know, the entire world will have internet, free internet. So you imagine that our public will be expanded. You know, right now it's like, 15 to 20% of the world has internet. You know, 85% of the world will have internet in 4 years. If we are not adapted to this new tendency, you know, you're going to be left behind. That's the big thing.
True.
You know,
Go
ahead.
Well, two more things. Like I said, I've been reading you guys for years. Are you guys on Instagram? Are you utilizing Instagram and the reach and the vast reach that you can have with Instagram
absolutely,
with the hashtag?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially
but
since
we are building. Yes. You see, here's the thing. We are building networks. We are building other networks. For instance, we have a network in YouTube, but we're expanding this network in YouTube. We opened recently 3 new networks on the radio part. You know, we opened the SoundCloud that, you know, it looks like not much, but just from August to now, I had 100,000 downloads on the radio program. 100,000 is not a really small feat for 6 months. I have in the other one, the other podcast network, which is also another network, I have 500,000 in 1 year, in a completely different one. We have, you know, the podcast also, and what is that, Apple one, iTunes, and then iHeart. So you have other networks that we are growing organically
because there is a shift. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a reason that even Buzz said, and I'm talking about the podcast, Buzz said, everybody knows that they're famous for their videos, their little videos. But BuzzFeed launched in January 1 their podcast. They launched a series of podcasts. Ford Company launched podcasts in the beginning of February. So there is a demand and there is a wave of changing because they recognize the way of communicating is more and more towards the internet. You know, as TV is migrating to internet, you know, the big programs, the big networks are producing, their own series. Even YouTube, but now it's producing series. You know, Amazon is producing series, Netflix. So all of this is going to the digital and the sound bite. We need to be adapting to it. We need to be into it. There's no other way.
Oh, yeah. I definitely agree with you.
Yeah. So this is...
I definitely agree with you as far as the podcast, because I have my own podcast, and it has worked tremendously for my own reach and my own business. So definitely... podcast, a lot more people are on mobile, a lot more people are listening to things on the go, a lot more people are saving things to pocket and are using your mobiles to search things. So definitely, if I would say anything, if you can like really increase the amount of podcasts that you have or the quality of the podcast and the guests and the topics that you have on the podcast, because a lot of people, they consume content in different ways, especially now the attention span. A lot of people don't sit there and read everything. A lot of people prefer to listen. Some other people prefer to look at things. You know, it's just the way that we all consume content differently. So if you can hit all senses, that will definitely expand your reach.
Yes, exactly. So this is what I really, am trying to shift everything to be aligned with the wave. So you have to swim, the swimming is easier when you are going with the current, So this is basically my thing. And I think that we are going to enter. Does anybody else want to ask questions? So I'm going to go to... the second part, which is addressing the radio host. The radio host, I don't know if they are there. Is any radio host here? Hello? Any host? Can you mute yourself? I can notice this too much. Hello, Danielle? Can you mute yourself?
Oh, I was at...
Hello? Yeah.
This is Colby. I'm a host.
Hi, Colby. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
We're doing okay. Any other hosts? Along with the whole stuff, they never show up. Anyhow, so what I'm going to say to you, Kobe, because you're only on here, is that I found a couple of things that I wanted to discuss with everybody about the radio.
Miriam is here too.
Hello?
Hello?
Just saying that Hello. Miriam is here too.
Oh, okay. Bye, Miriam. So anyhow, there's just a couple of things that I want to tell you guys that we are doing about monetizing your podcast. One of the things I was thinking about, and I got this there, and I'm going to put a link on the radio part, on the radio group inside of Facebook that I want you to guys take a look at. Is the lead
where you actually can get, you know, you get a button. You bossified yourself there, and you get a button where the people can sponsor your podcast. You see, I put it there on a group of radio resources. It's a place where you can go and subscribe there, you know, as a person, and people can actually sponsor your podcast individually to you. So what happens is almost like a crowdfunding thing, but it's a continuously one. And then you can offer them, like, not your podcast, but your host, your radio host, your radio, your live radio or podcast, if you have it, is you can go there and create a page for yourself. It's free. And you can offer perks, like donate $25 a month towards my podcast, and you get, you know, a 15-minute reading every month. You know, or you get your, you know, one question, or you get a book. Okay, you know, donate $50 every month, and, you know, you get a shout-out in your business. You know, you can do all your perks for what you have. You don't need to make up things. So, and the money goes directly to you. This doesn't pass to me. You know, goes directly to you. So how many you have is yours. And, of course, many of our hosts are not utilizing the three radio spot commercials. So you can sell those commercials and get yourself, you know, a sponsor. Now, in your page, basically there on Times Radio, we are including now two new things. One is, and I believe Kobe, your page already has one, but most of the people don't. It's a banner that 768 by 90, that you can sell that banner for a sponsor. For instance, if, you know, let's say a health food store wants to sponsor you in your radio show, you can put, like, you know, Kobe is sponsored by yada yada. You know?
Yeah.
Ralph is sponsored by. And you can, Kobe, doing your section, you can say, guys, just a plug in for my sponsor. Don't forget to check, you know, Health Food Store Green. They are awesome. They have a promotion this week. And da 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 da. You know what I mean? You get it. You have three commercials. You can, you know, that can be recorded and played on the station. But you can do also the, you know, the verbal shout out for your
thing.
Yeah. Which is one thing. The other thing is you can get this place, this link I already put there. You can do the shout out. You can sell the banner in your page. And another thing that we are doing for you guys really now is we are going to put, and also your pages, I think, is the first one you already put it, Kobe, is an email capture. So everybody that comes there and subscribe, because we are going to launch everybody an email before, like half an hour before, just like Blog Talk does, before the radio starts, everybody that subscribed to you will receive an email saying, she's going to be alive, you know, right now, in 30 minutes, don't forget. But the beautiful thing is this, as we are doing in our social media, to our social medias, your stuff, you know, our public will be subscribing to you.
and you receive those emails. Because we want you guys to have your own mailing list. But because people that get that page, read your articles, follow your podcast, this is your audience. This is your audience. And so those are the people that are ready to buy your product or your service or whatever you have to get. So those are the things that initially we are using. We're doing in beta stage, but it will be all over the entire radio, live radio, very soon. So this is another thing that I just wanted to keep everybody knowing. And then it's like, depending on how those things will go right there, you know, we are going to also put that on the top writers pages when I'm done. The different mailing list to capture mailing list and to share with you. Of course, you're going to have the show force. Everybody has their different buttons. You know, you're going to have your own force. So those are the things I wanted you guys to understand and know. You know, the alternative advertisement is that you can, you know, tuck in your own podcast if you have anything else, because podcasts don't decay. They will be listened over and over and over. And so when you sell the commercial that will go into the podcast, you know, and you can charge whatever, in the end of your podcast and in the beginning of your podcast, this is something that you keep yourself. There's no production in our part. You know, it was an alternative advertisement for you guys. The radio sponsorships is, I updated and I will put it up there. I didn't have time today to finish, but I created a manual of on how to capture sponsorship for radio, and I will be putting there on the, you know, with some tips and some suggestions on how to do it, and it will be in the radio host group very soon. So those are the radio things that I wanted you guys to know, and I want to keep this, you know, so those, you know, you don't think that I'm just working on a magazine or just giving relevance to one aspect of all and not the other. But basically, you know, the Guinea Pig project is also open to the brand ambassadors is also open to the hosts, you know, and the own dog is also open for the host. So those aspects that I discussed with discussed before in the magazine is also open to the radio host. Anywho, I think I did. I think we have like 10 minutes to talk about it. If anybody has questions, I finished my soapbox. Yay! Yes. Ta-da. I should put that music from Rocky. Ta-da. Ta-da.
I agree.
That's my song. Can I ask a quick question?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm uploading some blogs now on my page for consideration. So do I need to pace out the blogs like I normally would, or can I upload a bunch that I already have?
Okay, run by that again. I just lost a bit.
On my own page, I'm adding blogs. I have a bunch of articles to submit, so should I submit them all at the same time just to get the library up, or should I space them out?
I don't know. I think that you put like 3 or 2 now and space them out because, it's easier as we go. Kathy, are you there? What is your opinion on that?
I was just going to ask if they were all very topical or timely or anything that you'd have to get them all in at once. I mean, there's usually some spacing involved. We ask everyone to participate with at least one a month. So knowing that, like I said, if you have that going forward, you can pad a little bit, but you don't have to do them all at once like that in a group. And are they on different topics or subjects? That's another thing. If they are on different, if they belong in different subjects and have different subject matter, you may want to put them into the different editors now that we have who are going to be looking for those. So that was something else. I don't know if we. Is that okay? Do you understand?
I can just find the editors for that particular topic.
Very good. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Kathy, are you sick?
Yes, I have. I've had the flu all week. It still hasn't gone away.
Oh my God.
No.
Oh,
it's
my
been
God,
rough.
Kathy.
It has.
This is a nightmare.
Hi, Gianni. Hi, Kathy. Kathy, I hope you feel better. Hey. It's Gia.
Thank you, Gia.
Hi. How are you feeling?
I'm just listening this whole time very quietly.
I'm
getting there one day at a time. Still climbing that mountain.
I know.
That's good, Gia.
Did you receive my card?
Yes, I did. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I know, and I wanted to call, and I will call soon, just so we can have a talk.
Absolutely, baby, absolutely. I really want to see you better. You know, and Kathy, I'm really scared that you got this because, you know, most of my friends got this cold, and I had one that was in the hospital 2 days.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm not heading into. I'm on the recovery end of things at this point. The fever is gone, you know, but the cough is still hanging on. So once that's out of here, then we should be good to go.
Oh my God,
that's
why
I'm
on mute because of it. Yep, thank you all. Thank you all, everybody who responded to my post on Facebook. Thank you so much for all the good wishes and prayers. They helped a lot.
Oh boy,
yes,
I
didn't see
do.
That. I have been like in my own world, you know, here like going crazy on the other side. But anyhow, anybody else has a question? If you don't, if you have a question, you can pose the question in the group and then we can get, you know, communicate and talk more or, you know, go back and forth. But basically, those are the guidelines. I will post this conference call to be heard inside the community and send the link. And whenever you guys need any guidance, you have now the us, you know, not only me, Kathy, you have Regina, you have Evan, and you have Lisa, which are the editors. And we will be glad to answer any question and help you out. Because, again, one high tide floats all boats, you know, and our basic understanding and our mission is, you know, we will succeed as a group. So
yes,
here we are, you know. The Rocketeers, yes, all the years we are all
here.
Yes, young kids. So, anybody else, any questions? I will close the call. I have like 5 more minutes. I can answer a question or two. Questions, complaints, observations, grievances, speak now or forever. We'll hold you peace. All right, guys, thank you so much for being here in a Friday night where everybody has everything else to do but to be talking about internet. And but I appreciate you guys here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate everything that you do.
I appreciate you guys, too, very much. Thank you, guys. Have a nice evening. Bye.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
Feel better, Kathy. Bye. Keep making that good chicken soup.
I will. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. It's good for the soul.
Yes.
space.